We're looking at the fact that as hard as we try to live the Christian life, we fall short. We sin. Now, maybe that old saying of misery likes company is true in this case. It gives me some comfort to know that St. Paul, great saint of the church, who had established so many churches, who had witnessed to so many people, who had led so many people to a loving and living relationship with Jesus Christ, in his latter years, as he wrote this passage in Romans, was still struggling with this basic human issue. I can will what is right. I can know it in my mind. I can imagine what I ought to do in a certain circumstance. But then when I get there, I don't do it. The very thing I want to do, I end up not doing. And the very thing I hate, I end up doing. You ever felt like that? I feel like that almost daily. I believe it is a struggle to live the Christian life. I don't believe it's easy. I believe it's a tremendous challenge because we're always pulled in the direction of our human nature, of our flesh that wants to rebel against God, that wants to be selfish and self-centered. And that's the essence of sin. Self-centeredness. When we look at the whole world just from our point of view, instead of the point of view of God. And we know that, especially as adults. We know that's what we're supposed to be doing. But what Paul discovered as a Pharisee, who were probably the most righteous people in the world and maybe the most righteous that have ever lived, because even Jesus said, our righteousness should go beyond theirs. They couldn't do it. And Paul was a fanatic when it came to being a Pharisee. I mean, he believed in it so much, he wanted to kill these new upstarts called Christians who believed in Jesus Christ. And yet, even after a miraculous conversion on the Damascus Road, have you ever wanted something really that special to happen to you? I have to admit, I'd kind of like to, you know, see a vision or experience something pretty supernatural. That happened to Paul. Changed his whole life. And yet, here in Romans, he's struggling with our human problem. To just live a good life without messing up. Now, I've found that I can will what is right. But I can't do it long. I can do the right thing for a little while, but sooner or later I'm going to mess up. And that's what Paul was saying. And it pained Paul so much that he said, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? It was that disgusting to him that he knew the right thing and just couldn't live it. And it will lead to death. A year ago when my daughter and wife and grandchildren were coming back from Lake Junaluska after Music Week, they stopped in to visit with my mother and Charlotte. And Amanda, then 4 years old, went up to my mother and said, Mimi, are you going to die? Now, when a four-year-old asks you a question like that, you know, you're never really prepared for it. What in the world do they mean? Quite frankly, that's what we ought to say. What do you mean? But my mother just responded, yes, darling, I'm going to die one day, but I'm going to go to heaven to be with God. And Amanda just got real serious and kind of sad and moped around for a while. Well, this year, they go to Junaluska, they go to Munich.